of Gospel of St. John, chapter 12. My wife is here. Aisha, I ain't gonna do her like she do me. My mom is here.
Amen.
Amen. Our members and leaders are here. The Simples rode with us and helped us get here. If you see my wife tip out early, it's because I'm not having to do double duty because I got a partner. So I'm here with y'all, so I don't have to rush out to get home. She's going to take care of home today. Amen. So, and I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge Victory for their love and compassion to allow me to pastor them. Amen.
Amen.
St. John chapter 12, verse 1 through 8. We'll be reading St. John chapter 12, verse 1 through 8. And it reads like this: 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lives, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among them, those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, whom was later to betray him, objected, "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? Was it worth a year's wages?" He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. And as keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to whatever was put in it. This is in red, if you got a red letter Bible. "Leave her alone," Jesus replied. "It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me."
Yeah.
I want to talk from this thought. Who's in the room? Who's in the room? One of my things that I used to enjoy doing was to go to live events. I like live music. I love plays. I love interactive things. I like going places and experiencing things for the first time. One I realized about going to plays is that when you walk in a door, they have a thing for sale called the playbill. And in the playbill, they give you a list of the characters. They tell you who's all in the play. Who are you going to see? Where you should know them from. They give you a little backstory. Or if you don't like plays, if you ever watched a movie, you stay till the credits start rolling. They tell you who played who. And even if they're not in the movie long enough to get a name called, they tell you what they look like. Loud character in the bar was. And what I realized, y'all, is that the more I've gone to church, the more I've been in church, the more I've experienced in church, is that everybody, even after 143 years, we still got people playing roles.
All right.
I understand 3 years. It's been 3 years for me. And they have transformed some spots. They have been different people. I've seen the same person show up and play different roles all in the same Sunday. Y'all don't want to hear me. Because I've seen and been in church long enough that the same person that shouted and you had to catch be the same person that won't speak to you in the parking lot. I've been in church long enough to be able to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've seen the person that will lay out and speak in tongues and be the same person that you can't ask to borrow a piece of gum. I've seen people that you know that child needed to sit down. They knew that child needed to sit down. But the moment that you said, "Sit down,"
all right,
it seemed like
all right.
We were outside when they responded to
that.
I have a lot of pastor friends, and the more pastor friends I talk to, the more I realize, Pastor Greer, that the biggest issues don't happen at church conferences. It's most of the time it's when you got a regular member that's...
Yes, yes, yes.
No, you want to have somebody that disrespects you.
Yeah.
Park in the wrong spot, sit in the wrong spot, wear the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, don't acknowledge them. Come on, somebody. Because most of us have been in church long enough that we've experienced stuff that we've... Y'all know in the Bible, when it comes to Palm Sunday, the Bible says that there was two disciples that Jesus sent to a town to see a donkey that had never been ridden. And they said, go ask the master. But I knew that they wasn't Baptists, because if they was Baptists, they would have to put the deacon's names. Because you have to tell them that the donkeys were provided by. Come on, somebody. If you gonna start calling names, you better make sure you get down to. Come on, somebody. Yeah, it was cute and fun, and we laughed and joked. But when it came church anniversary, you better call my name. Because they the church. You got to know who's in the room. This text is tailored to teachers. I'm gonna get out here. Is who's really in the room?
Yeah.
I've narrowed them down to four types of people that come
all right.
In the room, and they're found all in this text. Four people. I'm gonna get out of your way.
All right.
First person you see in the room is the walking dead. The Bible says in verse 1, 6 days after the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. The walking dead is in the room.
All right.
Can I give you some qualifying characteristics of the walking dead? His presence in the room is a sign of God's power.
All right.
Because when you come to worship, your presence ought to at least acknowledge that God has been. No. They didn't say Lazarus, friend of Jesus, is in the room. Lazarus, whom last chapter was dead, is sitting. Y'all don't want to hear me. The last chapter, when it started, he was laying.
All right.
When this chapter started, he's sitting. See, the good side of the walking dead being in the room is that if it had not been for God on your side, you would not be in here this morning. I can't get excited. I can't celebrate. I can't deal with all of this stuff. But I am celebrating. And if it had not been...
Yes, sir.
He didn't show up.
Thank you, Jesus.
And say, remove the stone.
Yes.
And give us the most quoted Bible verse by children. Jesus. Well. The walking dead.
Wow.
Watch out.
He's a prime example of what God can do. Everybody that's there knows he's been with the Lord.
Yes.
That's the good side of the walking dead showing up. Can I tell you the other side of him showing up? The Bible says he's sitting at the table reclining with everybody else. It's because some of us, Pastor Greer, have been so close to God, we act like we deserve to be at the table.
Oh, Jesus.
been with God. We loved God. We walked with God. Yeah. But we forgot that it was God. Yeah. And you got with folks after God has brought you out. Yeah. And you sit in a room. Hey. And the only testimony they got from you was you here. Walking dead. Other folks see God.
Yes.
Know he's been by your house.
Yes.
But you ain't said nothing.
All right. Oh. All right.
I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
I'm walking.
Yeah. Yeah.
You present.
Yeah.
But you ain't active.
Oh.
Pastor, I'm with you. To do what? You at capacity.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you off script. You don't even know how to shout. Because you don't even understand how good God has
been. Watch out, watch out, watch out.
I felt like preaching the other day.
That
you are the walking dead.
My Lord.
It was
dead
one chapter ago.
Yes.
See, I understand people that act like God ain't done nothing for them in years.
Yes.
Testimony time, you start talking about 1834. When you was riding in the car and the Lord spoke to you in 1813 when you was... Come on, y'all. When I met the Lord face to face, he ain't done nothing for you. Come on, somebody.
All right.
No, you don't celebrate like you want to appreciate what God has done. Because see, you ain't got to talk about when you first met the Lord. The Bible says that when they went to tell Jesus that Lazarus was dying, they said, watch this. Not only is he dying, but your friend.
Yeah.
The one that you knew before the day.
Yeah.
You had a relationship with him before.
Yeah.
He's sitting. He's in the room.
Yes.
You can't get mad at him. Because his presence says that God has been with us.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
It's the walking.
The walking dead.
Walking dead.
Good Lord.
The second person. I'm out of here. I'm helping my best. The second person that's in the room is the worker.
Yes.
All right.
Oh. Martha is in the room.
All right.
Yes.
See, let me talk about this worker.
Come on.
She's, the Bible says that she's in the room.
Yeah.
We get mad at her, but we don't understand that just like the walking dead is needed to play their role, the worker is needed to play their role.
Oh,
all right.
Two. Where is it at? Watch this. Verse 2. Okay. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah.
Next sentence says, I'm in the Bible. Martha, sir.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, we want to act like people that get the work done got the problem because all they know how to do is work.
Yeah.
Work it.
And the problem ain't them working.
Yes.
It's that you ain't. The problem is that you don't appreciate them working because it wouldn't have been a dinner without Martha doing some work.
Oh, yeah. You working that.
Martha said, we're having a dinner. Somebody got to fry the chicken. I'm sick of sitting in meetings with folks that's handling tasks for somebody else. We passing our tasks and you looking the other way. So who's going to do what need to get done? Come on. I hope I'm helping somebody. There is no dinner without the worker. It's good that they do. Nobody's sitting at the table complaining because they hungry. Because Martha done fried the chicken. Come on, somebody. See, I grew up in a church. They would have this service at 3 o'clock. And you couldn't really preach because the smell of chicken and green beans. Baked rolls.
Watch out.
But if you wasn't preaching, you go back there and there was some people that wasn't working, but they in the kitchen. That's the good side of the worker. The problem with the worker is that she's gotten frustrated. Because she has no help. The church has never suffered from too much help. The problem with most of us is we struggle because all of our work is tainted. It ain't enough. Ain't enough people. I ain't got enough time.
Work it, Opie. Work it.
I'm sitting here. Okay, can I give you an example? Workers in church are like full people at the restaurant. Everybody ordering, and you keep telling me you came full. After a while, I'm wondering what you doing here.
Yeah.
Y'all not trying to hear me. The problem with most of us is we come to church with our plates already full and ain't got room to put on nothing else. So we come to church looking for grace, but nobody got room to do the work. The walking dead. You got the worker. Third person in the room is the worrier. Judas is sitting in the corner. Where did this woman come from? How much did that cost?
My Jesus.
I had a plan for that. Can I bring it into 2021?
Go ahead.
Do we need a new camera? Did the last camera not work?
All right now.
How many packages is they gonna bring to the church? Is it another offering? What they do with the last offering? Pastor Love gift. He ought to be glad I got a gift.
Work it.
The warrior. Yeah. They got another service. Parking lot. In the room. They gonna keep having stuff. See, and then they start saying, what y'all doing? I thought you was a member. What your pastor got up now? I thought you was a
worker.
He gonna pay off a church in a pandemic. He ought to be glad we still get it. We ain't even in the building. I mean, I'm going back to victory. The warrior. Like the old song say, your body's here with me, but your mind. Mother. The worry always got a better plan.
Yeah.
Always got an idea. The worrier. The worrier, watch this, y'all. The worrier has one, but don't want nobody to know. He got a vision. And your vision, the warrior's vision is very rarely in line with the leader's vision.
Yeah.
Because the warriors see stuff, and the problem is that as leaders, we expose warriors to real work. And then they try to tell you how you should fix what God gave you. And the problem is, ain't but one of y'all hearing from God. And anything with two visions leads to division, which leads to be divided. My grandmother would say anything with two heads need to be killed. The warrior. Not only did the warrior have a vision, because I'm not making this up, I'm in the Bible. The Judas says, we could have took that. Judas not only had an idea, he had a plan. We could have sold that for a year's wages and gave it to the poor. And the problem with most warriors that have other visions, it sounds good to itching ears. Did you hear what they said we could have did with that? No, we didn't need two TVs. He could have just put one up. What is they doing? You know, real warriors, they just throw questions out. No, I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about me, because I got TVs put up last week. They don't even know yet. They ain't had church. We can't vote. So just look this way, and nobody will know that I'm talking. Look straight here, and we'll figure it out later. Most people that are warriors have ulterior motives. And they wanna, you know. I learned this when I started pastoring. Mm-hmm. Pastor used to say it all the time. I ignored him because I thought he was just talking, Pastor Greg. I thought he was just saying. He said, preaching is normally the last thing I get to do. I spend most of my time praying, worrying, trying to make stuff happen for people, trying to move stuff around. I'm counseling. Amen. I'm visiting.
Amen.
I'm trying to get it done. And then you get up on Sunday and they need a word. So you got to. So I might not get to sleep Saturday till 2:00. But you still got to get up and preach. Like them that had a whole night's rest. But then they tell you what you should be doing. Well, what you got? Okay, can I talk about my life experiences? Yeah. Right. I once had somebody tell me,
"Come on with it,
Pastor. We need some other people to be able to see what's happening over here to do this." I said, "I think you're right, but since we had just started the church, the money was low, and I think you're right. Some more people need to be able to do what I'm doing. I'm willing to give that over to you. But let me tell you what I do, though.
Okay.
So when we short, I make up. So if you're going to take this, you need to be the makeup person, too. You can't. No, you can't just be the say-so person. You need to be the makeup person. I hope I'm helping somebody.
Because,
see, you want to be the money keeper, but you can't be the money changer. No. No, we took up 350. We needed 4. Where we gonna get this 50 from? And they look at you. No, no, no. I thought you said you had it. I'm going home. Cause you told me stay in my place. That's your place. The warrior. Am I helping somebody tonight? The warrior gets one role. And then wants everybody to do what they want done. Watch this. The problem is that they fall in love. I hope I'm helping somebody today. They fall in love with the method, but not the message. They are really good until it's time for a change. And then the first thing they say is, we ain't been doing it. Like that.
All right.
Now, why are you trying to change the way we've been doing it? Now, you know this worked. I seen this work. Why are you trying something new? We ain't never had to do that. Why we got to go and do that? Okay, I'm through. I'm getting out of here. This is my last one. The walking dead, the worker, The worrier, the last one you got in the room, is the worshiper. The Bible says she come in the room. Broke the box. Let down her hair. Wiped her feet. Then left the room. Y'all missed it. See, they were at the table. And the problem is that Martha and Mary were sisters. Watch this though. Lazarus is their brother. And the more she seen her brother that should have been dead, sitting at that table.
Watch out.
Worship broke out. Mary shows up. Watch this, y'all. There is nobody in the room Mary starts talking to. See, I'm sick of people that got distractions and diversions. I didn't come to speak to you. I didn't come to high five you. I didn't come to elbow you. I came to work. Why? Because it was time for worship. I don't know why y'all sitting here eating and doing all of this foolishness. I came to give him glory. She ignores the crowd. She ignores the worrier. The worrier and the worrier and the worshiper will always collide with each other. Because the worshiper, watch this, operates in a realm that the worrier don't even understand. How we gonna do it? It don't matter how we gonna do it. If it's God's plan, it's gonna happen. Yeah, y'all don't understand what I'm talking about. You know? The worrier shows up with a complaint. The worshiper says, your complaint between what you see and what you need is space for God. Watch this, y'all. The worshiper shows up. I want y'all to really catch me. Lazarus is at the table. Jesus says nothing to him. Judas is in the corner. Jesus says nothing to him. Watch this. Mary is serving. Jesus says nothing. I mean, Martha is serving. Jesus says nothing to her. Watch this. Mary is at his feet. He says nothing to her. Why would you go through the four people you just told us to pay attention to? Because I need you to understand how to get God to say something. Shut up. Did you just tell us to shut up? I'm telling you what works. What got Jesus to talk past the grill? It wasn't the worriers. Watch this. It wasn't his plan. It was his complaint about worship. The moment he started complaining about the worshiper, Jesus says, leave her alone. You trying to get the devil off your track, you got to make somebody mad with your worship. You got to get excited and say, God, it's for you I live and for you I'll die. For the Lord is good and his endeavors are forever. Y'all, see, every now and then you ought to get a worship in your mind to say that we've been made endure for a night. But in the morning, joy got to show up. I've been in some places. I've seen some stuff. I've experienced some stuff. See, I understand that God can do anything but fail. I've seen him turn my darkness into day. I've seen him turn doctor's reports around. I've seen it. Grandma used to say he's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a doctor in the sick room. He'll make a way out of nowhere. And you don't know that until you need him to open a door that you didn't even see. I've seen him make a window out of a wall. I've seen God. We got to ignore the crowd. And watch this, y'all. The worshiper, she comes with a plan to praise.
Yep.
She brought her worship with her.
Yeah.
Yep.
She brought her box.
Yep.
This was a sign for two or three people that came in here today that the problem you keep feeling like you missing worship, you sit around other people and they get what you ain't getting.
Yeah, yeah,
the problem is that you got to do like we used to do back in the day. Y'all remember when we was deep in sin? I ain't talking about just playing with it like you're trying to do now. I'm talking about when you was knee deep in sin.
Yeah,
I'm talking about when you was getting ready to go to the party on Friday and you start getting ready on Wednesday. You took your clothes to the dry cleaners on Wednesday because you had to get your stuff right for Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
You left work early and put your car in the car washing just to make sure that the wheels was right. So when you pulled up, your stuff was right. You had your shoes clean. You would do a toothbrush across the white part to make sure the white was really white. And you, but see, the problem is that you did all of that for sin, but when it came to going with God, you want God to just come and hijack you and just... See, some of us need to do like we used to do.
Yes.
When you was ready to go to the party, you would pregame. You would party at the house. You would. I don't want to be too transparent because I ain't at home. But if can I transplant myself from here to my church for a second and tell y'all how I would tell my church if I was at my church? At the house, you because the drinks at the club was a little expensive, you would start at the house where it was a little... Because you knew once you got there, you knew what you was going to do. So you would get your mind right. You had your playlist right. You'd get in the car. And if you wasn't by yourself, you start talking to other people that was in the car with you about what you was going to do when you got there. Because when I get there, when they play my song, oh, y'all ain't going to be able to hold me back. No. When I get there, they ain't gonna be able to tell me. No, you looked in the mirror.
Yeah.
They ain't ready. But you get ready for church, you throwing stuff on last minute. You don't know if it still fit or not. You done got the church, ain't all the way zipped up. Y'all don't wanna hear me. But if you take the same interest in planning your worship, you'll get excited because you get in the car.
Yes.
Look at who roll with you.
Yes.
They better not sing a good one. He's been too good to me. No, I bet he bet not because I got some in my system that I started at the house. See, my grandfather used to tell me wet wood ain't gonna burn anyway. So some people come to church, they ain't gonna shout no way. They ain't come to shout. But I need some people that came warm and said, I just needed a little tip over. Can you take me to the...
Hey! Yes, sir!
Yes, Lord!
Yes, Lord! Yes!
Out of here. Yes, Lord!
Yes, Lord!
To the worshiper.
Yes,
story of a... Story of a little boy. I'm through. Story of a little boy. He's in the mall with his mom. He's walking through the mall. And he goes into the store. And he gets lost in the store. Gets late. He's playing. He loses track of time. His mom is lost without him. The police tell his mom, you got to leave. Can't stay here much longer. If we find him, we'll bring him to you. That police got off, didn't find the little boy. Night security at the mall finds the little boy and says, son, where do you live? Little boy said, I don't know, but it's a church around the corner from my house. Security officer drives them around. Security officer asks him, what's the name of the church? Mm-hmm. Little boy said, I don't know the name of the church. But if you keep driving, I'll know it when I see it.
Yeah.
Security officer turns the corner, gets the little boy. Little boy said, that's it. Security officer pulls him up to the house. He says, son, how did you know of all of the churches in the city that this one was it? He said, all of the churches in the city look good. They weren't our church. He said, I knew that if you got me to my church, I can get home. The struggle with us after 143 years is we keep thinking you got to go home before you get by the church. And if you believe that God is who he says he is and he can do what he said he can do, I need you to just take a minute on a Sunday morning. And I just need two or three people. I'll make number four all by myself that'll say, God is for you. I don't know, but I'm going to celebrate because you brought me out. God, I thank you that even a church anniversary in a pandemic is another reason to give you all of the glory. I remember when I didn't have nothing. I remember when my enough wasn't enough. I thank you, God, for doors opened and ways made. I thank you, God, for everything that you've done, every door that you opened, every eye that you opened. God, I thank you for providing for me. God, you made checks show up when I didn't understand what they were going to be. You, come on, somebody. You gave me sleep when I thought I was restless. You, God, if I can't thank you for nothing else, I just want to take 30 seconds to say you've been good. Come on, somebody. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You, come on, somebody. I can't thank you for stuff. I just thank you for the stars and the moon and the sun. I thank you that I woke up and I got something to put on. I thank you because you've been
so good. Yes, 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 yes.
I'll break the box on this because you've been. Who's in the room? Can I get a worship for the
I'm here.
I'm thanking him.